for a word podcast is brought to you by Naked City Brewery.
Well, hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Air Raid Podcast. This is episode 190 in what is now officially considered a long and drawn-out series. I am your host, Aaron Roden, and this, of course, is the show where we drop bombs of awesome straight into your ear holes. Boom indeed, folks. Man. We had a great live show. Oh my God, we had a great live show. Oh, it was so much fun. If you made it to the show, thank you so much for coming out. Sold out crowd, man. It was so great. We don't have, this is going to be a shorter show, and I know it's going up on a Tuesday. We don't have much planned. My initial plan was just to take something old and then and re-spin it, you know. But I don't even have time for that. I don't even have time for that this week. We've got a lot of big things coming, so we figured, you know, why not just put out a little tiny episode, feature some music from some great people, and then go from there, right? And that'll work. It works, man. Hey. You can't have everything all the time, right? You can't have everything you want all the time. That's for sure. That goes for our live show as well because, man, we did have a great time. The show went splendidly by the accounts of the people that were there. Everybody said it went really, really well, and they were very impressed by what we did. Man, thank you for that. Thank you so much. God damn, it was a lot of fun. I will say that I was not feeling well. I was coming down, you know, getting over being sick for like a week. Like last week, after the Do 206 launch party, I hosted this like karaoke session at the Do 206 launch party, and then. Just woke up like with a horrendous like sore throat the next day. Like it felt like I drank like a pint glass full of pine needles. It was awful. And my throat was all scratchy and stuff. And so I took Monday off last week and tried to get a little bit of rest, tried to get better, and then went back to work. And I was in a slog last week. And knowing that this stuff was going to come up, like this last weekend, you know, on Friday, I was hosting a Crackle Fest with at the Hard Rock Cafe here in Seattle. Another big crowd there for Kirby Crackle and bands like the Double Clicks. This one really great nerd hip hop band called Death Star, which was fucking phenomenal. Also, there was like burlesque dancers. There was a dude. We'll get into it. Hold on. I'm getting ahead of myself here. But anyway, so I was getting all ready for that stuff, and then the Air Raid live show on Saturday, and I just felt like shit. And I was starting to get very nervous because my voice was not sounding good. I had the whole frog in the throat kind of thing. I was coughing constantly. So during the live show, let's see, I had to take a beta blocker so I wasn't as shaky. I wasn't so shaky. And nervous. I was just chowing down on cough drops like the whole time just to keep my cough in check. And towards the end of the night, I really started hacking it out. That I haven't listened back to it, but this thing is going to go up. The Air Raid Live episode is going to go up on the, it'll be up on the 14th, people. And it's, man, it was really great. The Young Evils did awesome. super fun drinking trivia game with them, with some audience participation. Even Rachel Bell from Cairo Radio and the Ron and Don Show stepped up and did some trivia with us. So that was a lot of fun. And then, man, Derek Sheen just killed it at the beginning of the show. Just absolutely killed it. I hope that the laughter and the clapping comes through on the recording, so it's not weird, awkward silence between his comedy bits. And then, God, closed out the show with Shelby Earle, and it was so good. I think everybody had a great time, and I'm glad that you did. I would love to get some feedback on it. Man, if you were at the show, email me, Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, at air-raid.net. Tell us what you thought. Maybe we'll read those on air if I need a ego boost or something in the oncoming episodes, the next upcoming episodes. But it was a great success. I think we're going to do those live shows again, man. We're going to do some more. But I don't think we can do it super close together. First of all, I don't want to burn people out on coming to these live shows. And second of all, I don't want to burn myself out, man. Planning that thing was one hell of a job. One hell of a job, folks. I was so tired after this weekend. And then, back to being sick, right? So we had this big plan. We were going to celebrate, right? I've been telling you guys, I've been on the low-carb diet. Haven't been eating any of the wheat or the sugar, staying away from all that, abstaining for a good 3 months, and I was able to fit back into my suit, the only suit that I own, the nice one, and was able to fit back into that and look real good at the live show and all that. And then Sunday, this was the plan. This was Mairead and my plan, right? We were going to go out and we were going to eat at Din Tai Fung. And we were just going to chow on some garlic green beans. And we were going to have some soup dumplings and some of the pork chops that they make there. And maybe some sticky buns, you know. Oh, God, it was some pork buns. Oh, my God, some humbao. It was going to be so good. And then we wake up on Sunday morning, right? And Mairead makes me this special, Egg McMuffin. Which, by the way, if you don't have the sausage puck and the right amount, you got to have the correct ratio of grease to American cheese to thin, crusty, greasy English muffin. Or if the ratio's not right, man, it just doesn't taste right. But anyway, Mairead made me a phenomenal breakfast sandwich. She tried to do her best and tried to emulate the McDonald's guys over there. It was really good. But then she makes this thing for me and she gives it to me, hands it to me. She feeds me in bed. It was amazing. She's such a wonderful, lovely person. I love my wife so much. And then she drops it in my lap and she runs and she goes to the bathroom and throws up. Oh, no. What's that, right? Oh, God, what's coming? She didn't have food poisoning, people. She had the flu. Yeah, that's right. Sunday, the day after we do the live show, she's got the flu. I'm still kind of sick with a really bad cold, and now I'm eating breakfast, and I'm like, oh, crap. Now we got to, I'm going to have the kid all day, right? And so I do my due diligence. I'm a good father. I take my kid out. We go. We let mom, rest up and be sick. Everything. We get back at night and we had a good day. We had a good father-daughter day, man. We ate some pizza. Everything was good. And then I get sick. Oh, man. I get the flu. And I'm puking. And it's coming out of my top end. And dare I say, yes, it's coming out of my bottom end, and it's bad, man. And I have to call in sick on a Monday again. And, I called my boss yesterday morning. I was like, guess what? And he's like, oh, did you have too much fun? Too much fun on Saturday with your live show? And I said, yeah, I wish it was that. But I've got the flu, and I just had to, drop the phone and go. Great for an after show. That was my celebration, folks. That was my celebration, is just being super sick. Somebody trying to tell me something up there? Should I not do any more live shows? Is that it? Maybe I shouldn't push myself too hard, right? But it was a great weekend. It was a great weekend besides getting sick and being, you know, chained to my bed and to the bathroom. It was great. It was great. Had a lot of fun hosting the Crackle Fest, the fourth annual Crackle Fest. Man, if you guys, this year, they really blew it out, people. They really blew out the Crackle Fest this year. We had, get this, we had burlesque dancers, man. One male and one female. Male was came out in like whole, full-on macho man Randy Savage garb. And then proceeded to strip. He even had like a tassel hanging from his package, and he was swinging that around. People loved it. He brought out a big thing of Slim Jims, snapped into those, and then man, Miss Fever Blister from California was up here. I'll tell you what, she did a fantastic job as well. And then there was this lady. Oh my god. There's this woman there. I think she was the girlfriend of the Macho Man Savage guy. And she was called the picker, right? And she would come out and she would just pick up the clothing from everybody. There was no full-on nudity, but there was, you know, there were swinging boobies and things like that, but everything else was, you know, covered. But boy, this girl that was the picker, whew, let me tell you, she was wearing this little thong thing, and she kept on bending over in front of me while I was on stage, and it was hard not to look. And I felt dirty because she was up there. I would get up there and bring on the next guest after the burlesque was over, and she was literally there picking up clothes, and she was bending over in front of me, showing me her butt. And it was very hard not to look. And it was kind of uncomfortable a little bit because, of course, my wife was in the audience as well. And when that show was over, man, boy, she told me what she thought of that girl. Right? Yeah. Great. Great. Good stuff. So, yeah, almost sold that one out too, man. God, how many? I don't even know how many people were at Crackle Fest. But there were it was a very good crowd, and everybody was super happy with that show as well. And man, I tell you what, I'm getting my sea legs up on stage a little bit, even though I did have to take a beta blocker. I was talking to Troy Nelson at the Air Raid Live show, because he does a lot of hosting too. He's also on KEXP. And he had the same thing to say, like, for some reason, you got to get past that little point, getting up on a stage, just, you know, talking. You got to get past, there's this, like, 5-minute mark, right? You pass that 5 minutes and everything's golden. But the first time you step up onto stage, no matter how many times you do it, you're always a bit shaky, man. You're always a bit shaky because you don't know how the crowd's going to react to whatever you're going to say. You know, and I always try to be a little bit funny, and maybe I should just go up there from now on and not try to be funny at all, right? Should I just go up? I should change my expectations for myself, right? I should just go up there and just be myself up on stage, and then everything would be cool. Then I'm not trying to do anything, right? I'm not trying to remember stuff or anything like that. And this time, man, I'll tell you what, I made like 3x5 cards. Those things saved my butt. And I hope I wasn't like looking at them too much. I don't think I was. But I did it for Crackle Fest, and I did it for the Air Raid Live show too. And it really, really helped. And I think I'm going to start doing that for these hosting gigs and stuff. And I'm hoping to kind of get more into it. I really enjoy it. My narcissism is at an all-time high, and my ego is at an all-time high as well after this weekend. It was a lot of fun, man. Lots of fun. Let's see. Let's do this. I've been rambling for a little while. Let's do this. Let's play I don't know if we've played this yet. But Kithkin, the band Kithkin, one of my favorite local bands, has a new song out. Let's see, it's going to be on their upcoming album, and it is super good. It's called Altered Beast. And man, I think they've even got, like, there's a video that might be coming out for this one. Maybe it's coming out for a different song, I don't know. But Altered Beast by Kithkin. Check this song out, will ya? kithkin.bandcamp.com. We've had them in here before. It was a while ago. But I love these guys. They were at the Do 206 launch party and stuff. Super, super fun dudes. Love all of them. Let's see. Yeah. Altered Beast by Kithkin. We'll be right back with more of the Air Raid Podcast for your ears. Stay with us, everybody. Welcome back. Isn't that song good? Oh my god. Oh, I love that. I love this song. I wish it was longer. I wish it was longer. I love that band Kithkin, you guys. And this upcoming album of theirs is promising to be very, very good. If this Altered Beast song is any indication. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Air Raid Podcast. Welcome back to the backyard. Thank you so much for joining me this week. No guest, of course, as you have guessed. Get it? kill me. No guest this week. You know, like I said before, we had this plan. I was just going to, because of all of the stuff that was happening the last couple weeks, we were just going to, you know, post something that we had done before and then just go with that, right? But, I don't know. It got down to it. I was sick, and now I'm being lazy, and might as well tell you guys what's going on, right? And then play some Kithkin for you, right? Yeah, it's gonna be a shorter one. It's gonna be a shorter one, but you guys don't mind. Everything that I hear from people, not everything, but a lot of the times I do hear from people, and they say, hey, look. You know, I love when you just do an episode by yourself, and that's very much appreciated. But I will say that sometimes when I do these episodes by myself, and we've only done a couple of them, really, literally in like 190 episodes that we have now, I have probably only done. Somebody could go and fact check this, but maybe four. Maybe this will be number five of the episodes that I've ever done alone. And I don't know, man. I don't like hearing myself talk. That's I like having other people in here, man, to take a, you know, they take it for me. They do, they take the reins and they tell me stories and I just go, yeah, really? What? Huh? Yeah. And that's what I do, like the whole episode. That's all I have to do. You just, you bring up a subject. If somebody likes that subject, man, they will talk about it for hours, right? Yeah. Much like myself. Well, you know, I bring up the subject of myself and then I just talk about it for hours, right? Maybe this episode will turn out to just be like 3 hours long and nobody will ever make it to the end of it. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up. Can I tell you, man, ideas are rolling around in my head for what is going to come of episode 200. I can't believe we've made it this far, folks. Like, I was recounting to somebody earlier this band that I used to be in before I started this podcast. Like, the band was, I know I've told this story before, so stop me if you've heard it. Oh, wait, you can't. This is all pre-recorded. So I was in a band, right? And it was kind of falling apart. Our drummer was in a better band that was doing many more things. And he was finding it hard to kind of divide his time. And then I had started this towards the end of that band called The Huge. And even though we had a lot of fun playing music and everything, it was getting kind of expensive, and it was to pay rent for the studio space, and it was getting hard to kind of, you know, divide my time, you know, and come down to the studio and stuff. And I was listening to a lot of podcasts at that time as well. And I was just like, God, it would be, I could do that. I love talking to people. I could do something like that. That would be so much fun. So that's what I did, right? I started this thing, talking to friends, friends who were doing cool stuff. And then it just kind of morphed into getting guests that were doing, you know, people that I don't know, that were doing really cool things, like Lynn Shelton and Sean Nelson, I think were the two, like, starter, like, I don't know, pseudo famous people. Well, they're famous people, whatever, for lack of a better term. It just kind of morphed into what it is today. And now, like, looking back at it, I'm like, holy crap, this takes up way more time than being in a band, right? And more money. So what I'm getting at, people, is that, you know, there's still that donate button at www.air-raid.net, and you can click on it and donate whatever you think is sufficient to, you know, getting this free entertainment week in and week out, right? Where was I going with that? It wasn't for a plug, I swear to God. I was not meaning that to turn into a plug for our donate section of the website. What I was meaning it to turn into was... See, I can even forget about stuff when I'm talking to myself. It never changes, folks. This doesn't get better. Maybe I do have ADD. I have actually been thinking about talking to a therapist and seeing if, like, I could get some, like, pay attention drugs. I don't know what those are. Do they still do Ritalin? Is that still a thing? Do they do that for adults? Because I think I might need some. I'm finding it harder to, like, pay attention to conversations sometimes. Like, if they're not in, like, an interview format, right? Like, I'll be talking with people and just be like, what were we talking about? You know, I space out. I space out a lot. And, you know, that not even just in plain conversation. I do it here all the time. I'm sure you guys have heard it before. It's just ridiculous. Oh, I know what I was talking about. See, here we go. Back on track, folks, back on track. So I was talking with the bandmate, Justin, who was the drummer of my band, The Huge, at the time. And I was telling him this idea. I was like, I think I'm going to start a podcast. And he was like, and he kind of laughed. Because I had this, like, you know, I had done a couple things in the past where I was just like, oh, that's a cool idea. I'm going to do that. And then I do it for like a week and then I give up. Like the precursor to this podcast was a music blog called Larry versus Mary. That was me and Maraid that were going to go out and just, we were going to review albums that were coming out. Right. And it was all like this scheme that I wanted to do to like, you know, go and hang out with some bands and maybe get drunk with them and talk to them and then review their album and whatnot and get free music, right? It was all kind of a scheme kind of thing. And it lived on MySpace only for probably only like 3 weeks from inception to just like everything imploding in on itself. We just could not keep up with it. We got a lot of albums like sent to us, surprisingly, but we did not have any follow through. And if you're a band that sent us stuff when we were doing Larry versus Mary, boy, am I sorry. I apologize. We never got around to doing anything, really. But yeah, my drummer, my old drummer, Justin, who's still a friend of mine, said, I just want to see you stick with it. And lo and behold, here now, 190 episodes later, we're still sticking with it, coming up on 200. And we've got, man, I've just got all these ideas for episode 200, and it's going to be fantastic. Special guest, Steve Renacisi, is going to be joining us for episode 200. You know, from The League, one of my favorite TV shows on television right now, and he's got some great, oh my God, we just have a great conversation. So look forward to that, right? Yeah. I don't have much else for you guys. I do want to thank everybody for listening and for sticking with us and just being straight up awesome, man. The live show was so great. One funny thing that did happen at the live show though, like I told you guys earlier, I took a beta blocker, right? I was starting to get a little bit anxious. I don't know if I was nervous, but I was getting like super anxious coming up. You know, in like the half hour before the show, I didn't know if I was going to take a beta blocker because I don't really know how they react too well or how they react when you're drinking. And of course, there was going to be drinking because we were drinking Naked City Brew up there, a whole bunch of it. Oh, man, did we have fun. It was so fun. I can't wait for you guys to hear this. It's going to be great. But so I didn't know how they would react. So, you know, when it came down to it, I was like, okay, I should probably take one. I'm getting a little bit anxious. I'm getting a little jittery. So I took one. And then when the episode was over, when the show was over, it wasn't like, I didn't feel like this huge, like, elation, right? I should have felt like, I was figuring, like, I was like, I might cry at the end of this show. If everybody likes it and everybody's clapping and stuff like that, I might break down and cry. But that did not happen. And I didn't even get close to actually crying. It was it was a weird feeling because it was just like, oh, okay, it's done. Thanks for coming, everybody, and now it's over. And even when like the whole after party happened, we all went across the street and met up at the Baranoff, a bunch of listeners and friends. Thunder was there, Mason of the Grapes of Rad, Nick Allers from the Grapes of Rad, Rachel Bell, Sean DeTore of the Mixtape. You know, we all went over there. Listener Nathan, who was just a gem. Thank you for coming, sir. All the way from Suquamish, Washington, my old stomping grounds. And some other listeners came. Thierry. Let's see, who else? Who else was there? I'm sorry if I'm forgetting anybody. Oh, Jake and his lovely wife Corinne came up from Graham. Man, some Graham, Washington, that's a drive and a half, guys. It was so great. It was so great meeting all of you guys and just so much fun. Terry and I think his name was Daniel. Good to meet you guys as well. But yeah, I still didn't feel like we went across the street for drinks and stuff, and I still didn't feel like this big overwhelming like sense that I had accomplished something huge. I don't know. Maybe it's we've just been doing this show for so long now, almost 4 years. Coming up on May 10th, we'll be doing this show for 4 years. And maybe it's just like I'm used to it now, right? I don't know. Is that it? Could that be it? I have no idea. But maybe it was the beta blockers. They were like blocking my senses and not allowing me to feel joy. Maybe that's how they work. I have no idea. Let's do this. Let's go out today with a song by Kithkin again. And I don't know. I'm going to do a random song by Kithkin and we'll play it and it'll be good. because it's Kithkin. And yeah, it's off their older full length, Takers and Leavers. This song is called Ampersand. And just want to thank you guys again for listening to the show. Thank you to all of you who came out to the show. Listener Sarah, it was great to see you again. Lovely listener Sarah. I hope you had a good time. I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves at the show. Nathan, Jake, Corinne, Thierry, everybody. Everybody, I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves. Let's see. We'll do it again. We'll do it again. Maybe not so soon, but it will happen again. And hopefully we sell out again. And get great guests again. Shelby Earle, Derek Sheen, The Young Evils. Man, it's going to be awesome. That episode, once again, will drop on the 14th. April 14th, people. April 14th. Put it on your calendars. It's going to be great. All right. This is Ampersand by Kithkin. And, yeah. Ha-ha! Episode 190 on the record books. Shall we? Shorter episode. Ah, who cares? Right? Okay. Ampersand, Kithkin, we'll be back next week with a special guest, Chris Orlowski. It's going to be a good one. Okay. Have a great week, everybody. Well, you wear a smile to the masquerade. And you blended in to the crowd. Well, you wear a mask on work day. So your boss can remember who you are. And you bring a blast to church on Sunday.
Life is long, but it feels short when you go to bed and go to work. Life is long, but it feels short when you go to bed.